You are listening to Gila Members Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Welcome to New Earth Kids, a radio show featuring kids who care about their community and environment in which they live. On this monthly show, kids of all ages talk about the challenges facing planet Earth, and we tell you how we are creating and implementing solutions. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series and airs the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and is replayed on the air the following Sunday at 4 p.m. New Earth Kids is produced by the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance's Youth Empowerment Program, Thinking on a Mountain, for Gila Members Community Radio. Thinking on a Mountain equips kids with the knowledge and skills to navigate an uncertain future while addressing climate justice issues. And now, New Earth Kids.
Hi, my name is Dara, and I am 15 years old. We're all here today. We're part of YCC, and we are trying to repair the riparian forest by planting different types of trees to create more biodiversity.
Go ahead and tell me your first name and age, please.
Thomas, and I'm 16. The best part about working with YCC, it's definitely like a super great opportunity because it's given to you through the school, so you don't have to worry about like finding a job and finding money and go through that hustle. Also, it teaches you very well how to like work in the real world, necessarily like communicating and just being an actual part of your crew and letting people know when you're going to be there, when you're not, like just all those valuable skills that help you keep jobs.
Hi, I'm Mia. I'm 15. I'm helping with digging out this basin and putting the rocks to the side just to make sure that we can move it so it flows nicely into the ditch and not into the street.
How do you see this project benefiting the community?
Well, we won't have the botanical gardens flooding, which would be good for like all of the native plants that we're reserving here. And of course, there won't be any like blockage on the road. You'll be able to freely drive through where needed to be. And I feel it really helps with transportation and stuff and our plants.
These are members of the Youth Conservation Corps Eco Monitor, Trail, and Water Harvesting crews. These kids spent 2 weeks in May and June working in our community to create native species habitat, provide Grant County residents with easier access to outdoor spaces, and to preserve one of our most precious resources here in southwest New Mexico, water. Welcome to New Earth Kids. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau. This is part two of a two-part series featuring the work of the Youth Conservation Corps in Grant County. In part one, we talked with kids from the YCC mural and gardening crews. Today, we'll be hearing from members of the Youth Conservation Corps water harvesting, trail, and eco-monitor crews. Through grants acquired by Aldo Leopold Charter School, the YCC offers paid internships for dozens of students, as well as summer jobs for youth in May and June. The number of projects undertaken by the YCC in Grant County since 2006 is mind-boggling. It's virtually impossible to not notice the vast ecological and aesthetic improvements that these kids have made throughout our community over the years. For example, the maintenance of the 10th Street Median Pollinator Garden, the creation of the garden terraces in Big Ditch Park, the construction and restoration of several murals at Penny Park, Western New Mexico University's Childhood Development Center, and elsewhere, the upgrade of the Fort Bayard Trail System, and the list goes on. As we visit today with members of the YCC Water Harvesting, Trail, and Eco-Monitor crews, we'll find out what projects they're working on, the methods they use, and what they're learning in the process. Let's begin with the water harvesting crew, which worked at the Silva Creek Botanical Gardens across from Virginia Street Park under the direction of Martha Egnall and Kristen Lundgren of Stream Dynamics. Although YCC crews have undertaken water harvesting projects before, this crew is solely dedicated to directing and channeling water to contain, control, and make the most efficient use of this valuable resource. Now, let's return to Mia on the Youth Conservation Corps water harvesting crew. What do you think is the best part about working on a YCC crew?
You get to really connect with people in the community. It's not just kids from your own school. You get to meet older kids that have already graduated from your school, perchance, or just anybody from the community, really. It's a fun experience.
How do you see yourself using the skills that you're learning now in the future?
Well, I feel like if I'm ever to live out my life here in Silver, I'll have the ability to know how the water flows throughout the community and how to adjust my life so I can better help the community.
That's a good thing to know in the desert, right? Okay, great. Thanks so much, Mia.
Of course.
We're here at Silva Creek Botanical Garden, and I'm talking with some YCC crew members. Can you tell me your name and age, please?
My name's Willow, and I'm 17.
I'm Sylvia, and I'm 18.
I'm Heather, and I'm 18.
Great. What are you guys working on?
We're working on a water restoration project on the botanical garden just to make sure that when the water is coming off if you kind of look up towards Alabama and towards the Montessori school, there's this huge waterway that comes down and usually just blasts right through here and clears right into the ditch and just goes right out of our community. And so we're working actively to catch that water and to bring it into the botanical garden.
Have you guys done any projects like this before?
I think at one time Aldo had a water management crew, and I've personally been working with Stream Dynamics on projects similar to this for a while, but I don't think Aldo has done this for a long time.
How is this going to benefit the community?
I think it'll make this place a more welcoming community place, so hopefully more people will be able to enjoy it. And also, water is such a valuable resource, especially here, that it will preserve the structure of the ditch, especially with this Zuni Bowl. We're trying not to just channel the water into like this chute that kind of just rushes through this area and instead direct into like tiny little rivulets. So we're hoping that we can help preserve the ecosystem more and also help native plants survive better.
What is a Zuni bowl?
You kind of dig out a bowl and then you line the side with rocks, and what happens is you create a stream into it. And so what happens is the water comes into it and is able to seep into the ground or go, and you're able to channelize it. Specifically so that it doesn't just go through and clear out of the landscape, and it's able to go into the ground and help all of the plants around it.
What have you learned so far from this experience?
New Mexico dirt is so hard.
There are just so many rocks. When you're trying to dig, it's impossible. It's very hard. Don't like rocks.
It's hard work, huh? Yeah. What's the best part of working on this project?
we get paid.
That's great. Putting value on this work, because this is really good work.
Yeah. It's nice to reconnect with the collegiate students.
So the kids who've graduated already.
Yeah. I think it's also really nice to like be able to know that you've made an impact on your hometown. Like, I think that when I went off to college, I went really far, and I just was going around, and it felt really weird to not be able to, like, I worked on the mural crew and with Diana, as well as the eco monitors and like water catchment systems. And so I think that like when I'm here, I can look around and see the work that I've done for the community and feel like a sense of place because of, you know, what I've done in the past. And so I think that it really grounds you where you are and really helps you to give back to the community that's raised you.
Is there anything you guys have learned here that you think will help you in the future?
Probably like just stick-to-itiveness. And also, I think I at least have been building muscles. I'm like sore every morning, but I know I'm getting more buff, more muscular. Awesome. And yeah, just like a sense of responsibility and more invested in our community.
A sense of accomplishment, like you did something and people will see what you did and it'll be there for a long time.
Let's hope. Yes.
My name is Danielle and I'm 21 years old. Right now we are working on a one rock catching basin. So what we're doing is we're digging out a nice long hole where it's going to be an inlet and an outlet. So when the water comes down from the streets, it'll flow all the way down and it'll go into these two basins. And once it reaches the second basin, the water will flow in and it also will come back out. And this one rock basin will stop the water from flowing all the way into the street, and it'll continue going down all the way into the ditch. We're doing this to help stop all the water from flowing into the street, and also we're stopping the water from flowing all in the garden area because recently it was flooding. So we're helping all the extra water go down into the ditch.
So that'll help prevent erosion and some of the topsoil loss?
Yes.
And have you worked on a YCC crew before?
Yes, I have many years in the past. I have worked with YCC for the longest time. I've worked on each different crew, but this one so far has been my favorite because I have a very special connection with the Botanical Garden. I've worked on this since I was in elementary school. I helped build all the rocks around the Botanical Garden sign. I've helped plant some of the native plants, non-native plants. I was even here when they built the memorial for Ella, Ella, and Michael. The best part of working for YCC, I would say, is just helping out the community because I know that we're trying to do a good thing and help this garden flourish and not to get flooded so we don't just see everything flooded and just a mess. It's helped to keep everything nice and beautiful, and we're trying to help dilute some of this water back into the ditch.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for your good work and for sharing your experience.
Of course.
I'm Darren. I'm 20.
Why are you doing this project with the YCC?
It pays decently well. It's something to do. You get to be outside. You know, you're not behind your computer all day long. You get to work out. Using a pickaxe is really demanding physical work. I'd say it's a lot more healthy than being inside all day long. And it's a job that you get to hang out with your friends.
Have you worked with the YCC before?
Yes, numerous times back in when I was with Aldo. Now I'm an alumni. And they've hired me back.
And what do you think is the best part of working for the YCC crew?
Get to help out your community. This is something that will certainly help the community a great amount and reduces the erosion. It can reduce the flooding. I've heard stories of how in the rain, people would have their houses flooded because it would all pile together and the water would all congeal in one place and then go into their house. Whereas this is supposed to spread it out over the land.
Are you learning any skills through your experience here that you might use in the future?
Certainly workplace skills, how to interact with your coworkers, what is expected of you in a workplace setting. Different crews offer different things. Like this one's more physical. It's like PE, I guess. Certainly other crews, you learn, like the garden crew, you learn how to manage a garden. You learn how to plant seeds properly and all that other stuff. Mural crew, you learn how to do art. You put in tiles and whatnot. And eco-monitoring, that's one of the coolest ones. You go out into the forest, you get paid to walk around in the forest, you study the environment.
You've done them all?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
My name is Morgan, and I am 20 years old. This is not the first YCC project I've done. I've gone to Aldo High School, and so starting sophomore year through senior year, I did a YCC crew every semester, so two a year, and I'd usually alternate between trails and garden crew. So a bit of experience, and I'm a crew leader in training this YCC. I'm out of high school, so it's not a semester anymore.
Right.
So whatever this project is, this is where I'm getting in my leadership training.
What do you like most about working on the YCC crew?
Seeing the projects come together from just being ideas in people's heads, because it can be pretty hard to envision something when someone's just telling you their vision. But once you actually start to break ground and form it, sometimes the vision changes and it's not able to work, and you got to work with kind of what you're given with the scenario and the landscape. But seeing it all come together is always the best part. Mm-hmm. The satisfaction after a job's done.
And how is the project you're working on now going to benefit the community?
Well, it's going to catch a lot of our runoff water. That's our goal, and we're going to redirect that water into our botanical garden so we can just put up more plants. We got two areas where we, I don't know if they showed you those inlets over there, but they flow into the basins, and when that catches water, all around that is going to be prime planting area because it'll have good deep soakage from all that water just sitting there.
What are some of the skills that you're learning now that are going to help you in the future?
That's a good one. I guess it's more along the lines of my leadership training. I'm learning how to manage a crew and work with different types of people. I come from a construction background, so usually when I come onto a crew, everyone knows their job and what they're going to do, so it's easier to guide them. But with a crew like YCC, you're dealing with teenagers and high schoolers and students. that this might be their first time doing something, at swinging a pick or using a shovel, and so you gotta be patient with them and work with them, and I'm learning about that now.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Learning how to navigate those relationships.
Right. Being more of a teacher, then a leader, then a boss.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your good work and for talking with us.
Of course.
I'm Sonny Sherwood, and I'm 17 years old.
And Sonny, what are you working on right now?
A group project for Youth Conservation Corp in the Ditch. And we are working on rebuilding an area for water to flow down, and so it doesn't erode away into the ditch.
What have you learned from doing this project?
A lot, like the Zuni bowls, where I never even knew what those were, and then we built one, and then they showed me the whole process of how it works and what it's going to do, and I thought it was really interesting.
What is the best part of working for the YCC crew?
Definitely the community. There's so many nice people, and all my co-workers are really nice, and the crew leaders are awesome to be around, and it's just, I look forward to coming back every day.
Any other skills you're learning from working on this crew that you might use in the future?
Yeah, like tool use, like proper tool use, when to wear a hard hat and safety glasses, and when it's not okay to swing the pick above your head, and to make sure everybody's away from you when you're using heavy equipment and machinery and stuff.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org. This is New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on this community radio station. Today, we've been talking with kids on the Water Harvesting Youth Conservation Corps crew. Now let's head over to the waterworks site by the Big Ditch, behind Jose Barrios Elementary School, where the YCC Trail Crew is busy building trails, rock walls, and an amphitheater under the direction of Tochli Sanchez.
I am Titus, and I am 20 years old, which doesn't feel real to say that, but yeah.
In the next decade, huh?
Yep.
Titus, what are you working on?
We are under the bridge by the Botanical Garden, building a trail and an amphitheater to connect to the waterworks, which is going to be the new, like, CDT hiker campground area, I guess. And so I think eventually the trail is going to go all the way down the ditch, like down maybe, I don't know how far down, but it's going to be like a kind of gateway for this campground place that they're making at the waterworks. So yeah, that's what we're up to right now.
And how is this going to benefit the community?
It's a cool new outside spot in town to come and just exist outside, which is, in my opinion, better than existing inside. And I mean, it's benefiting us right now because it gives the kids and me something to do. I mean, it's just encouraging for more people to get outside, which I think is good.
What have you learned being part of this project?
This project specifically, how to go with the flow, I think, more so, because this is my fifth summer doing YCC. This is my first time, like, out of high school coming back and being a crew leader. I feel like we've been riding the wave and going with the flow a lot more on this project than any other, just because we've had a lot more, in some ways, freedom to decide exactly what we're doing. And it's kind of a new YCC trail crew experience for all of us, I think, just because there was a lot less that was planned about the project before we started, and we just kind of decided to do this, and now we're doing it. So that's going with the flow, I think, has been the biggest thing that I've learned from this one specifically.
Well, that's a good thing to learn.
For sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm Emma Beckworth. I'm 15. Well, we're building a trail. We're working on helping the water flow better through here. Mm-hmm.
And have you done this work before?
I've not. This is my first time.
How do you like it?
It's really fun. The crew is really fun to work with, and yeah, it's a great experience.
Uh-huh. Are there any skills you're learning now that you think will be useful for you in the future?
A lot of, like, rock placement and learning how to use tools and names of tools that I didn't know and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Since we're working down here and we're making the trails and everything, it's going to be a really nice space for people to walk, and maybe the school will use it and stuff like that.
I'm talking with Tochli Sanchez, and we are at the waterworks next to Jose Barrios School. Can you tell me a little about the project you guys are working on, Tochli?
Well, we're building a trail coming from the waterworks and building it up to Penny Park, kind of coming through here behind Jose Barrios. And this is kind of our amphitheater area we have going on. And got some steps coming in. We're under the bridge, the big ditch, across the way from the botanical gardens. And the idea and the project here was just kind of lay out this amphitheater and forge our way to the end of Jose Barrios up into the bank area up to the street. And that's kind of the project we have forging through.
What can you tell me about your crew?
I don't know if we have enough time to really let me do that right now to be said, you know, but, oh, man. I don't know if I had the words to describe it, truth be said, you know, sorry. Yeah. Important bunch of kids. Wonderful, you know, adults, I guess I'd say too, right? Because they bring a lot of joy to me.
You mentioned that a few of these kids are first-generation Americans.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we all just discovered that today.
It's really special.
Well, yeah, it really is special. Really, really is. They've come a long way. It's such a short time to watch them come from where they couldn't even pick up a boulder to where they're designing trail.
Well, it looks like it's going really well. It's going to be beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Please tell me your first name and your age.
I'm Zev Rivers. I'm 16. I'm just building wall. I think it's a pretty valuable thing to be able to do. Like, anybody could lay a wall of brick, but not a whole lot of people can do what we're doing with just stone. We don't have concrete or anything like that, so. And it's pretty cool the amount of transformation we can do to an area in such a short time.
Besides using the stones to build the wall, what other skills are you learning from being on this crew?
Just general workplace skills, like communication, working in a team, being able to cooperate with sometimes there's challenges within the group dynamic. Like you might not like somebody you might just get in an argument about what you want to do. But I think just getting past that is a valuable skill to be able to learn early. Now, a lot of people don't learn that in high school. I'm only a sophomore, and here I am working, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty cool opportunity that we're able to have.
Have you worked with the YCC before?
Yeah, I did murals crew, and we put up a bunch of murals around town, like the one on the side of the CDC, side of the Little Toad. Yeah, I mean, they're just, they're everywhere you look in Silver. It's one of the things that makes the town pretty special is all of the artwork that happens around here and the youth mural program and YCC that Murals Crew is one of the reasons that all those are up.
Please tell me your first name and age.
Addison, and I'm 16. I'm working on masonry work at the waterworks site. Just building wall.
Have you done this kind of work before?
Yeah, I did it last summer, and I've done it throughout the semester this year, and then I'm doing it now.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the best part about working for the YCC crew?
Probably the connections you make with the people, and also just the knowledge that you gain from a lot of different humans from all walks of life with different skill sets.
And what kind of skills do you see yourself using in the future that you've learned here?
Communication is a big one. I think a proper work ethic, and then not complaining about the work that you're doing, just finding the joy in it.
That sounds like a really valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Of course.
Go ahead and tell me your first name and age, please.
Thomas, and I'm 16.
And what are you working on, Thomas?
I am currently building this base wall to keep back the dirt on that side hill and kind of connect the whole kind of auditorium theater that we've been building together.
Uh-huh. So you guys are building a little amphitheater down here by the creek.
Yep. So hopefully classes can come down and other people can come and have picnics and enjoy it. And if it's needed, we can use it for educational purchases as well.
Have you done this kind of work before?
Yeah, I've been doing this work since I was pretty little, like 5 years old or something, and just kind of stuck with it.
My name's Ava, and I'm 20. Currently, I'm actually working on building a staircase for us that is going to lead down into the first layer of the amphitheater.
And have you done this work before?
Yeah, I've been doing trail crew since I was probably 14. I really love the work. I think it's really fun. It's fun to learn how to work with the rocks and how to learn in different environments. And it's a great skill to learn how to work with all of these different people. And I've gotten the benefit to work with tons of different crews and different bosses. And that's been really valuable. And I've also gotten to learn how to work with rocks, which is a skill that I definitely have gotten to use other places, which has been really fun for me.
That's great. Yeah, there are lots of opportunities in this area to work with that resource.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's cool to get to come back after going out into the world. I've already graduated and getting to come back and work with it again. It's cool to get to kind of watch my skills progress over the years and go from just hauling crush to actually being able to be a part of actually building the wall and being a part of that, which has been a really awesome experience for me. And I've really loved working with our former boss JB, and then also working with Tochley. It's really cool to see the different approaches that they have to building walls, and yeah, it's been a really beautiful experience. I think,
are there any other skills that you're learning through this experience that you might use in the future?
Oh yeah, I mean, so much about what YCC is just teaching people how to work with each other and learning how to work as a team and figuring out how you work with people and figuring out the best way for you to kind of communicate with people, because when you're doing stuff like this, there is actually so much communication that has to go into it. You all have to be able to kind of speak the same language, which is harder than it sounds when you're talking about visualizing what a project is going to turn into, because it starts with just like a hillside and you all have to have the same vision, or at least understand the same vision, to be able to create something like this. And so much of it is about learning how to communicate with others and how to get along with people who maybe you don't like so much, and learning about those different kind of human dynamics that is so much more complicated than we think it is at first or at face value.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. You give me hope for the future.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
I'm glad.
I'm Micah and I'm 16. Right now, I'm trying to level out the ground for the stairs so that way people, you know, don't, you know, break their ankles or anything.
Have you done this work before?
No, this is my first time. This, like, week is my first week.
Wow. Have you worked on the YCC crew before?
Yeah, I've worked on the murals for, like, 2 years, but then I switched to trails to broaden my understanding of stuff.
What do you think is the best part about working with the YCC crew?
God, where do I start? I love the trails crew so much because when I first came here, I was kind of nervous that I wasn't going to understand what to do and that I was just going to be in the way. But anytime like I had problems with something, they always had my back to help me. They told me what I need to do and how to do it. And they were really patient with me. Yesterday, I didn't really understand how to, I learned how to like use a pickaxe and shovel and how not to strain your back when you're using it. And they were really patient with me. Like, it took me a couple of times.
Do you think you might use these skills outside of this experience?
Definitely. I have definitely a lot of teamwork. I learned a lot about that, how it's okay to ask for help and, you know, sometimes you can't do it all by yourself and that it's good to, you know, help each other out.
How do you think this project's going to benefit the community?
This is going to be like a little area where people can come and hike and walk and maybe run. And it's right by the school, so maybe the school might want to use it too. And it just, like, it makes the downtown area, the schools, it makes it look neat. And that it's even more better at the fact that we have kids and leaders helping us create this. So it's a team effort and, you know, it's something that the town and the city can be proud of.
My name is Matthew, and I'm 25. I'm a supervisor here, looking over the YCC kids, just helping them build trail and teaching them how to lay rock.
And is this the first crew that you've supervised?
I was in Aldo Leopold High School and was in YCC there, and did a lot of crew leader and supervisor work there and just kind of kept going.
What are some of the challenges you face as a crew leader?
I would say the biggest challenges that I have are finding kids that aren't used to doing the work and getting them out of their shells and teaching them how to be proud of their work.
And what's the best part about working with the YCC?
I don't know. It's all pretty good.
Do you guys feel like you're making a difference?
I feel like I'm making a difference. Maybe not on any grand scale, but at least like helping kids find themselves. And like I said before, just being proud of what they can do.
My name is Junior and I'm 16. Right now I'm just moving rocks and sand so people could lay the rocks out and flatten out the trail.
Have you done this kind of work before?
I did it during the school semester, and that was my first semester, actually. I really like this work. It's physically demanding, but it's fun and interactive, and I get to learn some stuff.
What do you think is the most important thing you've learned so far as being part of this crew?
Well, a big part of this is like having a good social interaction and communication, and well, just masonry work and building walls. That's very beneficial towards just any day, and like I could get paid pretty good for that too.
My name is Joseph. I'm 18. I'm working on the trail right now.
On this trail along the creek here?
Yes.
How do you like this work?
It's fun. It's really fun. Hard work. I love hard work.
And is there anything else you like about working with the YCC?
It's based on your opinion and how you like it and everyone's input.
Have you worked with the YCC before?
Yes, I worked 3 years ago with them up at Aldo. Mm-hmm.
And are there any skills you've learned through working with the YCC that you think might be useful in the future?
Just knowing how to correct things, knowing how to make things different, a lot of problem solving.
I'm Michael. I'm 18. I've worked here for 4 years and pretty much every summer.
How does it make you feel when you see previous work that you've done?
At first, I didn't really care too much. I was like, oh, I built that. And then as I started to get a little older, and now that I'm graduated, I'm going to be going. Someone mentioned one of my first trails, and I was like, wow, doesn't seem that long ago. Yeah, it was over by Billy the Kid's cabin, the one right there. It was a huge project. It's crazy.
Did it make you feel proud to see it?
Yeah, it really did. Just seeing all my work finally come together, and at first I didn't really think what we did was that important, and I was like, oh, we're just another couple people to build trails, but then you really get to see how it, like, changes everything around that system and how it alters how much people go outside.
Hi. My name is Parker Cox. I'm 17. We're building a trail just to help with drainage. It'll be a better way for people to walk down in the big ditch and just see the beauty down here.
What do you think is the best part of working with the YCC?
I don't know, to be honest. I've just been using it because of my future career. And I'm going in the Forest Service, so just trail building and everything else is just a really big thing for that. So it's going to help me out a lot in the future.
Has this inspired you to go into the Forest Service, or had you already planned on doing that?
I've already planned on doing it. I've been fighting fire for about 4 years now, so.
So this just kind of helps you prepare for that?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sawyer. I'm 20. I just got finished with helping type up some reports, and now I'm helping lay some rocks for the path. I'm from Taos originally, and we've done some stuff up there kind of similar to this.
How do you like working with the YCC?
Well, you know, it's fun. It's a decent paycheck, and you get to spend some time outside.
Are there any skills that you're learning through this experience that you think will be useful for you in the future?
I mean, you know, I'm one of the older kids, so really it's kind of practicing skills that I already have, but I've definitely noticed in some of the younger kids, I've definitely seen them actively learning, because the first couple of days, you know, sometimes we have some freshmen or some sophomores, and I saw them actively, like, learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say that definitely.
That it can be a transformative experience.
I think that spending time outside can be, but I don't know. It could also just be a job that you do. You know, I think most experiences are what you make of it. I hate to be so pedantic.
Can you please tell me your first name and your age?
Erica, and I'm 15 years old. We're just basically placing rocks. Doesn't matter how they are. We're just placing them and putting it all the way down to the bottom.
How do you like working with the YCC?
Pretty cool. It's a cool experience. I don't really do stuff like this, so coming out here and helping do this is pretty cool.
Do you think you might want to work on future YCC crews?
Yeah, I can see myself doing that.
And that wraps up our conversations with the Youth Conservation Corps Trail Crew. Thank you for tuning in to New Earth Kids on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau, and today I'm visiting with kids who are working hard to make our community more beautiful and more sustainable, creating a better future for all of us who live in Grant County, New Mexico. Now, let's visit with the Eco Monitor crew, beginning with Dara.
Let's go to this shade spot. Okay, it's not quite as shady.
That's okay.
Have you done this kind of work before?
We have done a lot of this work. I mean, although we're always trying to help the community in different ways, and this is just today's project.
What other cool projects have you done through Aldo and the YCC?
Well, we're on San Vicente Farms right now, and so in our Aldo CO class, which is community orientation, we're actually building a cob dwelling just on the hill over there, and that had been really fun for the year. Unfortunately, we didn't get to finish it, but I think the years after us are going to be able to do that and experience that.
That's a project for ninth graders?
Yes. Yeah. It's our CO, community orientation. It's like a introduction into the community. Yeah.
It sounds like you're learning a lot of different skills. What do you think is the most important thing you've learned so far?
Well, I mean, obviously we learn like the basic academics like math and science, but our teachers teach us a lot about the social of living in this town and how to build community and participate. And like doing things like this is so restorative, not only for the land, but also ourselves.
What skills do you think you're learning here on the YCC crew that you might use in the future?
I think a good work ethic is something that a lot of us, I don't want to say are lacking, but could definitely use some work on. And being out here in the hot sun planting trees, it definitely helps a lot with that.
What's your name?
Jace, and I'm 14.
Have you worked with YCC before?
No, this is my first year.
And how's it going?
I think it's pretty good. It's pretty fun, yeah.
What do you like about it?
This crew is especially chill, and we just get to like go out and hang out at the river and just kind of do whatever we feel like and listen to birds and, you know, just chill. It's fun.
Are you learning any skills through the YCC crew that you think you might use in the future?
Definitely paying attention to your leaders and learning more about the environment, which could be helpful in the future, I think.
What do you think is the coolest thing you've learned so far here?
Well, we've been learning a lot about birds in the riparian forests, and I think that's probably the coolest because, like, you get to learn about how they, like, sound, and then you can identify them and hear them just walking around town and stuff.
So what birds can you identify now from their call?
There's, like, the willow flycatchers and the blue grosbeak I've just heard around here, and then, like, robins and summer tanagers and the western wood peewee, and the yellow warbler. Yeah.
Nice, that's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your name?
Minnie.
And how old are you, Minnie?
18, I just turned 18. I'm currently planting a Rocky Mountain something, spruce, I think, at San Vicente.
And why are you doing this?
We're working on the San Vicente restoration project. We're trying to introduce more native plants.
How is that going to help this area, this ecosystem?
It's going to provide more habitats for native species, especially birds, and it's going to help with the stream itself to prevent erosion, and it's going to create more shade so that people will want to spend more time around here.
What do you think is the best part about working with the YCC?
I think the experience, because we get to see a lot of different parts of our community and work on a lot of different projects that we might not on our own time, and so we can learn what we really enjoy.
I'm Michaela Howdicky.
And how old are you, Michaela?
I'm 15.
I'm Morgan Cheney. I'm 17.
Right now we're actually planting trees that we just got from somebody's farm out in the Gila.
So what kind of trees are you planting?
We're planting cottonwoods. We're also planting mountain mahogany. And we are planting choke cherries as well.
Have you guys worked with the YCC before?
Yes. Last summer I was in mural crew.
How are you liking this kind of work?
So far I'm liking it. I haven't been here for a few days, but it's been pretty fun.
I've been in Eco Monitor since I was a freshman, and now I'm a senior. So I've done it throughout my whole high school, and I've enjoyed it every year.
What do you think is the best part about working with the YCC and Eco Monitors?
I think it's a good opportunity to get to learn about the environment around you. And having Mike as a crew leader is very nice. He knows a lot about all the places around us, and he always takes us to really nice spots all around the Gila. And I learn a lot from him.
Do you have a favorite spot around the Gila?
It'd probably have to be the Iron Bridge. When we go to the Iron Bridge, it's always nice being there.
Yeah. How about you, Michaela? Do you have a favorite spot?
Iron Bridge. It's pretty nice over there.
My name is Ivy. I'm about to turn 15, and I'm going into 10th grade. We're planting a lot of different native plants. Right now, I'm planting a golden currant. Earlier, I planted a black walnut, and I planted a few soapberry trees.
Are those used for making soap?
I really don't know. I would assume so, though.
I think they are.
Yeah, they smelled kind of soapy while I was planting them.
Is this your first time working with the YCC, or have you done work with them before?
It is, yeah. A lot of, like, my friends and classmates worked with them last year, but I wasn't old enough, and I'm really happy to be out here this summer.
What do you think is the most important thing you've learned from this experience?
Because I'm part of the eco-monitoring crew, I've been learning a lot of different bird calls, which is really fun. It makes me feel more connected to the Gila River.
Do you have a favorite bird call?
Not really. I kind of like just the simple American robin because it's hard for me to forget.
Hi, my name is Mike Fugali, and I'm the YCC Eco-Monitoring Supervisor for Aldo Leopold Charter School. I guess I've been doing that for about 5 years now, and it's been super fun for me. You know, for a long time, I've done a lot of environmental education, but it's mostly for gray-haired people like myself. Kara and I worked for a long time at Bear Mountain Lodge, and we'd take people down to the Gila Members River and show them the work that the Nature Conservancy was doing. But this has been really the first period in my life where I've been working with young people, and I find that I really like this age group of kids, in part because I'm so interested in helping them understand when they are, not only where they are, but what this moment of time is in terms of their ecological lives and futures. And so that's a lot of what we do. We've been doing a lot of different things over the course of the past couple of years. We do a lot of water quality monitoring. We do a lot of what we might call a bioblitz, ecological surveys. We go out and identify and count birds and butterflies and things like that to try to paint an ecological picture or the current status of a particular area that we're interested in. We look for impacts. I always tell the kids that eco-monitoring is a lot like being in the healthcare profession, actually. And a lot of what we do is diagnostic. Kids learn how to take data and think about their relationship to the environment in a more mathematical and structured way sometimes. And so that's the diagnostic part of any healthcare provider. But of course, if you're going to be healthy, then you have to be prescriptive as well. And so we spend a lot of time trying to get to know local decision makers and the kind of helping move ecological information into the hands of the people that need it and should have it for proper decision making, like cattle impact surveys on the Gila River, things like that.
What are you focusing on primarily this year?
We just finished the summer YCC season. They call that the extended learning period this year. And we were spending a lot of time getting to know the avian community down on the Gila River, particularly on the Nature Conservancy's Iron Bridge Preserve. We wanted to make sure that the eco-monitors were able to not only think about birds in terms of populations, but actually as individuals and on specific territory, females with brood patches coming to and from the nest. And, you know, the idea that in the summertime like this, when you're down there on the preserve and the trees are all leafing out and the birds are going crazy, in reality, if you think about it, the earth is actually just exploding with new birds. I mean, everything is coming out of the earth. These kids, everybody knows this, but I always tell them, I think it was Alan Watts that had that great phrase about, we don't come into the earth or onto the earth, we come out of the earth, just like an apple comes out of a tree. And down there right now, there's just birds coming out of the earth like crazy. And the kids get to feel that really intimately in the summertime during that session. But we also have done a little bit of restoration work. I like to get the eco-monitoring crew, I like to see them with shovels in their hands and picks in their hands and doing some pretty heavy lifting sometimes, because it's good sometimes just to, not only talk about what needs to be done, but to actually do it. And so we've been very fortunate that Healer Resources Information Project has shepherded this wonderful restoration project out on San Vicente Creek, a river stewardship funded, state funded project. And so we've been plugging not only our YCC crew, but other YCC crews into that restoration effort. And that has involved a lot of different stuff, all the way from non-native tree removal to native tree and shrub planting, and just different aspects. I have young people down there right now watering those new plants and taking care of them. And so I'm emphasizing always to my crew, again, having to do with the moment that we're in, is that it's a different time period now than it was in the past. This is a time of restoration and increasing resilience and recovery. We don't really have a choice anymore. And so the kids are learning that their lives are going to be intricately tied to restorative efforts.
You are listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series on Gila Membres Community Radio, radio that is local, listener-supported, and community-centered. New Earth Kids features kids who care about their community and the environment in which they live, and they are making positive changes here at home to ensure a better future for all of us. Today, we're visiting with kids who work with the Youth Conservation Corps. We began the show with conversations with the water harvesting crew, which is under the direction of Martha Egnall and Kristen Lundgren. Next, we interviewed the trail crew and supervisor, Tochli Sanchez. Now we're talking with Mike Fugali, overseer of the Eco Monitor crew. Let's return to our conversation with Mike to find out what these kids care about, followed by discussions with the members of the Eco Monitoring crew. Over the years that you've done this, have you noticed that the kids feel more of a sense of urgency than they did towards the beginning?
No, but the thing that surprises me, and the reason I say no is because I'm just amazed always at the resiliency of young people themselves. Here I am, I'm trying to pass on to them, in many cases, dire news about the state of our ecology and our planet. And they kind of hear that, but mostly they're hearing the same things that all kids are hearing. You know, they're thinking about each other and their friends and, of course, their phones. And the bad ecological news is present in their minds, but it's not overwhelming for most of them. I would say that that's not universally true. There's some very sensitive kids. I was probably one of them that were just immediately, as a young person, drawn to understanding and solving our, you know, our planetary troubles. But for the most part, they're pretty happy kids. And what I think I was going to say also, that they seem to, after acquiring a lot of really hard burdens, all this news, they seem to actually feel more empowered. Knowing, you know, it's really interesting. So if you go up to any of my eco-monitoring crew right now and ask them how much warmer is the earth now than the pre-industrial baseline level, they'll know 1.2 degrees Celsius. They'll know that 2 degrees Celsius is sort of a danger point. I mean, not a little bit of a danger point, but a real danger point. And they have a sense of what it means to fix this problem in terms of things like carbon drawdown and tree planting and agricultural conversion, regeneration, that type of thing. They like knowing about that stuff. They don't like not knowing about that stuff. That's when they get stressed and feel anxious and have a hard time imagining their futures.
My name is Savannah Eggy, and I'm 15.
What are you doing today, Savannah?
We're planting trees in San Vicente, or like around the creek and in the, I don't know, just around. And it's not just trees though, it's also just like various plants and stuff. That's what we're doing.
Why are you doing this?
To strengthen the biodiversity in this environmental spot. I love YCC. I started YCC last summer. And it was very exciting. We do a lot of really cool stuff, like we hold birds and stuff, which is crazy. And it's just really nice. I don't know, it's really cool. I really enjoy YCC. I feel very like lucky to have the opportunity to like take part in it, because if I didn't know about it, then I wouldn't be able to do it, and I like doing it because it's fun.
What do you think is the most important thing you've learned so far from this experience?
The importance of biodiversity, especially like in the bird species that we've been like studying and the plants that we're memorizing and stuff. I've learned a lot of specific names and calls and just, I don't know, stuff about, yeah, just like the biodiversity.
Do we have a good biodiversity of birds in the Gila? Did you guys find out anything about that?
Yeah, I know that there's one like federally endangered species, the willow flycatcher, that's prospering there now, which is really cool. And yeah, there's a lot of species. It's flourishing with a lot of bird activity, so that's good.
Oh, good to know.
My name is Kevin Charles Peterson. I am in 11th grade, about going into 12th.
My name is Koji Niwasa. I just graduated 10th grade and I'm going into 11th. We're working with GRIP on some planting and just restoring the floodplain in Santa Creek area.
We're planting trees that are mostly native, even though we do have some what would be considered invasive species, which we're putting into the area in order to hopefully get some more soil control, get some more water in this area, and just overall start the process in order to really restore these areas which have been destroyed through overgrazing and a whole bunch of other factors.
Have you guys done this kind of work before?
In previous YCC years, yes. However, though, this summer it has been less focused on this and more so data collection in the past. But overall, getting these days to go out and actually do some of the restoration work of which you constantly talk about, it feels really nice to get to do.
It's very refreshing just because we always have conversations about all the water dynamics and all the factors that come into the environment in which we are like actively studying, and then just the power to be able to like act on and just visualize what processes you're and what changes you're making is very nice to see.
Yeah, to actually come out and do it, right? To make a difference. Yeah. What have you guys learned from this experience?
I'd say personally, make sure that wearing eye protection. Earlier, unfortunately, in the day, I was working with a dig bar. Got injured because a rock chip hit my eye. So now I'm wearing glasses. I'm learning how to be better. Overall, still basically fun experience. But definitely a lesson learned.
That sounds like an important lesson.
Yeah, more for me just like about just like the how the plants and the dynamics of them, where to plant them, what they need, and just how you can use certain trees and shrubbery to restore some of the more nuanced areas of the creek.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
I'm Ella, and I just finished 9th grade. I'm 15.
Have you worked with the YCC crew before?
Yeah, I did last summer.
And what are you doing this summer with the YCC?
This year I'm on eco-monitoring, which we're mostly just learning about birds, and we're taking data from the birds we capture in the nets. And today we're planting trees also.
What's the coolest thing you've learned so far from your experience here?
Well, I've learned like some bird names and bird calls. I don't know if there's anything that's too interesting that I've like concretely learned, but I've sort of realized how delicate birds are, I guess.
Are there any skills that you've learned that you think you might use in the future?
Holding birds? Putting up the net?
Is there a bird that you've discovered that you're glad that you've learned about?
Violet green flycatchers are interesting. I mean, not flycatchers, I mean swallows. It's interesting how they're like sort of differently shaped, like swallows are shaped in an interesting way.
So you like the, what is it called?
Violet green swallow.
Thanks so much, Ella.
I'm Ethan, and I'm 16. Today, I'm out here with the eco monitors just planting trees. We've done a lot today. It's really hot. It's a nice day, though. I'm really happy with how we're doing in terms of planting trees. It's always a fun day when you're planting trees.
How are these trees going to help this environment here by the creek?
This ecosystem is heavily damaged and impacted by channelization and just a huge loss of biodiversity and native plants. So what we're doing here is we've brought in a whole bunch of riparian trees and just native plants that can really grow anywhere. And we're planting them just to bring back some of that same biodiversity and
bring back some more native plants.
Have you done this kind of work before?
Yeah, I did this a whole bunch last semester and the semester before that. Also just with my dad and some other people. I've just been out planting trees quite a bit my entire life.
Are there any skills that you're learning through this experience that you think you might use in the future?
Definitely. I'm learning a whole bunch of skills about, you know, just how to handle trees in general, just how to deal with it, and also regenerative agriculture. That's just the main thing that we're learning here, is just how to have a native regenerative agricultural practice.
Good luck with that. I'm excited to see how it all grows up.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that concludes part two of a two-part series of conversations with members of the Youth Conservation Corps. We would like to thank Mike Fugali, Tochli Sanchez, Martha Egnall, and Kristen Lundgren for their care in managing the YCC crews and for giving us time to talk to the kids. Thanks to the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance and their program Thinking on a Mountain for sponsoring New Earth Kids and for empowering youth to take control of their future. Finally, we want to express our gratitude to the hardworking members of the Youth Conservation Corps crews for both their hard work and for sharing their thoughts and experiences with us today. New Earth Kids is produced by the New Earth Project for Gila Membres Community Radio and airs the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and the following Sunday at 4 p.m. with music by Jason Shaw. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau. Thanks for listening and see you next month.
Thank you for listening to New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We'd like to thank the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance and their program, Thinking on a Mountain, for sponsoring this show. We'd also like to recognize KURU General Manager Marcus Hansen for his ongoing support. May we all continue to listen, learn, and grow together.